At the beginning of pastoral council meetings, I lead a little spiritual reflection, reading from the following Sunday's gospel, offering some context, and then asking a question for individual response, hopefully personal, but not too personal. It's something I've taken from a previous parish, and it helps me at least be reminded of the spiritual dimension of our discussions and decisions. This is the question at Wednesday night's meeting. Which of these is hardest for you to do? Which is easiest? Forgiving others, loving your enemies, not judging others, turning the other cheek, giving willingly without expecting anything in return. You can answer that for yourself this morning. We won't break into small groups or anything. That list from Luke's strong string of verses today in Jesus' so-called Sermon on the Plain, a much briefer, punchier, more plateaued version of Matthew's more remembered Sermon on the Mount. Initially, I was a little surprised by the council's ranking, thinking that Jesus seems to say what separates us most from others is loving our enemies. Even sinners love those who love them, Jesus reminds again and again today. But that's why every now and again I actually try to listen at the table, which unanimously put giving without expecting return as the easiest of those listed, and forgiveness, with its implication of relationship, and thus a family member or a friend, a betrayal, as clearly the hardest. How do we forgive someone who is close to us, who perhaps was close to us? How do we not take harbor in that stormy place, staying in the swirls of anger? How can we possibly start the forgiveness process? Appropriate questions during this week in the life of the church, as bishops, representatives from all over the world met in Rome the last 3 days for a summit on the protection of minors in the church. I'm not always sure where to point out progress in this mess of where we show ourselves more as the bark of Peter and less as a floundering corporation. But here, to my mind, this week was one. Survivors were the star. Media attention was so sizable, an alternate spot for press conferences had to be quickly selected. Interviews by those who had suffered and still attempting to survive filled the lead-up to the gathering. The first agenda item after prayer and Pope Francis's address was the testimony of 5 who had been abused, testimonies that touched on the nature of their physical and emotional suffering, but also that which was caused by an overly protective church. The first thing they did was treat me as a liar, turn their backs and tell me that I and others were enemies of the church. From the first testimony, from one who is Catholic still, from one whose reflection is peppered with the words church and Lord and Holy Spirit and Mary. Abuse by a priest and faith in God's church. How is that connecting point of forgiveness found? How is that possible? This has been in my mind the last few days at a particular moment during Mass. In our Eucharistic prayer at every Mass, we pray for the deceased. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. This is what we will hear shortly, with my mind moving to what the statistics tell us, that, for instance, the suicide rate of minors experiencing such abuse is something like quadruple the rate of others. What another survivor expressed as a road from the total loss of the innocence of my youth. like many of you, I'm sure, I can't imagine these personal circumstances. Remember only the church of my youth as one that built me up and set me free. But because of that, I can't stop thinking of that loss, the pain, the betrayal, asking that how question. Not just how it all happened, that's clearer by the day, but how these survivors could go on, could even forgive. In Thursday's New York Times, there was an op-ed piece from at least one who has done so, a parishioner in the Newark, New Jersey Archdiocese. He writes, "My own abuser died a long time ago. On the day he would have turned 100, I knelt at his grave. I asked why. I told him he was wrong, but I had to forgive him to start feeling free." It's incredible, but how? Really, how do you get to that moment? He continues, "Today, despite my experience, the real church, the living faith community, has never been closer to me. It is the mystical body of Christ. It is his flesh. Being abused brought profound pain. Over time, my life was restored only through God's grace and my active acceptance of his grace. Gratitude has entered my soul. People who are abused as children can heal, and the healing of this scandal must be woven into the fabric of today's broken church. The church should unleash the voices of other survivors." What is the hardest? What is the easiest? Perhaps we on that forgiveness road can look at this brokenness and find some healing ourselves. Through God's grace and my active acceptance of his grace, gratitude has entered my soul. As Jesus puts the secret amid our gospel, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." May we notice these heroes in the faith among us, their hard-earned forgiveness, God's first gift of mercy to us again this morning. The how of forgiveness is the hardest. May we see the path charted by others. May we hear God's invitation to mercy again.